Our story today is called The Biggest Heart. From the Catholic Servant, Russ Rooney shares the story from his friend Kenny. I'm sharing with you the innocence of a boy with the biggest heart. My son was diagnosed with spina bifida. Now, my wife and I had only a slight idea of what this meant. Our hearts sank to learn the child we struggled to conceive might never walk and play with friends because of cognitive and physical disabilities. It wasn't until I found out the trip had an imaginary friend that I started to regain my faith. My son told me how he was playing with Jesus in his room. My little guy made his first friend, Jesus, who's pushing him to move and not let the world get him down. I always thought Tripp just didn't know any different in the world, but this smart little guy figured out the best support was his best friend, Jesus. I realized that God chose my wife and me to give this little guy a home where we could love him and never give up on him. As Tripp got older, we'd always use words of kindness, and so would he. When walking with a group, he'd move over and politely say, "After you," so others could get by. Tripp would always say hello, thank you, and most importantly would say please when he needed something. It wasn't often he asked for help, but when someone offered, you'd always hear a tiny little high-pitched thank you. He was always asking if something was wrong when he thought someone was depressed. If he wasn't asking a child why he or she was sad, he was offering a toy or something to play with, even though he'd then have nothing to play with himself. This little guy has the most empathy for others. Tripp can feel the pain of others, and he reaches out to see how he can help. He'll also make you laugh if he wants to cheer you up. His pure excitement to tell you a story or pay attention to him just to see you smile brings joy to everyone who's watching. This little boy has so much heart, and he shares it with so many who feel broken. Isaiah 11:6. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.